The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today.
The biggest argument you hear for eating meat is you need your protein. And while this is true, you do need your protein, do you ever think about the side effects that come with eating meat? You may not, and if you've been eating meat all your life, you may not even realize there are side effects because they've just become your normal everyday life. In this episode, we're sharing the top 10 reasons to quit eating meat.
You're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started.
Today, we're talking about the top 10 reasons to quit eating meat.
Mm-hmm. And even more importantly, things that happen for us when we stopped eating meat, and our clients experience these things regularly as well. Now, the studies are there, too, to back it up. It's not just about experience.
It's not just anecdotal information. But it's like this you is said, backed by science.
Well, and it's like you said in the beginning, we don't think about there's a side effect to how we eat. You know, it's not just about eating meat, but there's a side effect to everything we put in our body. So the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? There are side effects to what we eat. And meat definitely has some negative side effects. So we need to start talking about that today.
And if you eat meat at every meal, then you may not realize them as side effects because that's just your normal daily existence.
Exactly.
Well, your body never has a chance to clean that out to feel what it's like without them.
It reminds me of when you talk about how you were aching a lot of the time and hurting, but you didn't really realize it. It just kind of became your norm. And you just thought, well, I'm just getting older. This is kind of my norm. This is just how it is. And so you really kind of don't realize it till it's gone, it's extremely severe.
It was really
severe,
a revelation too. So yeah. In looking at the list of 10, I had a ton of those and I just assumed that that's the way it was. That's just life. Mm-hmm. Until we stopped, and then I thought, whoa, wait a minute.
Wow, things are changing.
Something new, yeah.
For the better. So the first thing we noticed is improved digestion. Now, we had heartburn quite often when we would eat meals, and I know this is the experience of a lot of people. I mean, Tums and Rolaids are sold by the boatload.
Your father was a huge proponent of Tums.
Constantly had them sitting on the side table next to his chair.
It was like candy.
Mm-hmm. Just popping the Tums. That is not healthy at all. I mean, you think about, oh, it's just an over-counter thing. It's not even a prescription, but it is not good for your health. So we don't get heartburn anymore. We just don't get it. And the reason is we're not eating the things that cause it. One of those things being meat. We don't miss the bloated feeling we used to get after meals. Do you remember how bloated you get up and you just be kind of miserable?
Yeah.
Just a crash and burn afterwards too that we would get.
Well, it's like having that after Thanksgiving meal where it's just
I thought about that.
Miserable. Mm-hmm. You almost feel like an overinflated football.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't miss that at all. Plant foods feed your good gut bacteria and cause their population to flourish. Animal foods feed harmful gut bacteria and they cause them to flourish. So whatever you're eating determines what bacteria are flourishing within your body, positive or negative. And as we fed our good gut bacteria what they need, things change. Things just start to change with your health. And you're all of a sudden you're feeling better and things are going better. One of those things is our number two. No pun intended. This just happened to be the second thing on our list. Our number two, constipation becomes a distant memory. Now, some of us are walking around and we don't realize this has been a problem our entire life. When you start eating whole food plant-based, you will be in shock. I mean, I remember we shared this with someone not too long ago, and they started having smoothies and just eating a lot more whole plant foods, which by nature have fiber in them. Animal foods have no fiber. Fiber is the food your gut bacteria require. So it's no wonder we have all these diseases that are linked with our gut bacteria because we're not feeding the fiber,
the food. Right, that they need, giving them the food.
Right. And the other thing is we're getting instead things that plug us up and that don't move things through. Well, animal products have absolutely zero fiber in them. The only way you get fiber is through plant products.
And one of the important things with fiber, now there's certain fibers that we digest, certain fibers that the bacteria digest, but then there are those that we don't digest at all, and those hold on to water. So they keep the stool from getting too hard. And that way they move through much, much easier.
Right. And if things are staying there, you've got to think about what is that whole process about? It's about extracting the nutrients you need and moving things through at the right pace so that they are extracted, but then the waste doesn't stay there for a long time. Because as it does, more water is pulled out of the waste. It gets harder. And then you can get things like diverticulosis and a lot of other problems within your intestinal tract. And that's not good. You just don't want that stuff sitting there. You want it to leave and leave easily. So
yes, while this is not a pleasant topic, it is very important to your overall health.
It does make a huge difference to your digestive health and your health overall, because we all know as more and more science comes out, the gut bacteria are linked to a ton of different things, even how we're able to think,
our mood,
our immune system,
inflammation, immune system,
autoimmune diseases, and things like that. So if you're eating the things that stop you up and don't help things move through, such as meat products, then that can cause a huge problem with your digestive tract.
A huge domino effect.
And then another thing that was real surprising, you want to talk about
that? Well, yeah, number three, this actually surprised me, was that our body odor was almost virtually gone.
Yeah. One day I just remember you saying, I have not used deodorant and I don't know how long, and I don't smell. I just don't smell. And I said, you know what? It's the same thing with me. I don't have that underarm odor anymore. We just don't have it because meat causes that. It causes you to stink. And it's amazing
and
how that just goes away.
A large part of that are the hormones that are naturally found in animal products, meat included, mm-hmm. and they can cause some disruption to your own hormones that then lead to the effect of the body odor.
Yeah, nobody had ever told us that. We were not expecting that at all. And it was a wonderful surprise. So that's something you can look forward to if you start letting meat take up less and less space on your plate. Next
is a stronger immune system.
Absolutely. We talked about that a little bit. The gut bacteria are linked with that mm-hmm. somewhat, but we get sick very rarely. I mean, I don't remember the last time I got sick. And people, as COVID broke out and everybody was freaking out, people were calling us, texting us, what do we do? What should I do naturally to build my immune system? Well, one of the things is to eat meat less and less so you can get more and more of the fruits and vegetables into your life that you need to feed the good gut bacteria and to feed your cells all the nutrients they require on a regular basis, because then everything starts to change. Your energy starts to improve and all these other things happen that we're going to be talking about today. So if you want to heal your gut, develop a stronger immune system, fight colds off more quickly, and not worry every time something starts going around, because you know you're fueling your cells well and they are able to fight off infection. And we talked about the immune system in one of our previous episodes. You might want to go back and look for that. Do you remember what the title was or what episode that was by any
chance? Was, I believe, Fighting the War Within.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a good episode. You might want to check that out for more on the immune system. The other thing with our strengthening of our immune system, we've noticed that we don't have seasonal allergies anymore. I had them every year like clockwork around the 1st of May. It was terrible. Constant running eyes, itchy eyes. I could just claw my throat. And we don't get those anymore. It's amazing.
Well, your immune system is, your allergies are part of your immune system. So by being able to boost the immune system, it helps with that.
Makes sense. So, and then skin clears up. Even though I'm older, a lot of times I would still get breakouts and I haven't had those. I just don't get those anymore like I used to. And then people ask us all the time, you know, we have a 16-year-old daughter and they stop me and ask me, what do you do? How is her skin so clear? What medication is she on? What skin products does she use? So you think about, people think about to clear up acne, you would need to either be on some kind of medication or you must be using the right skincare products on your skin. But what you need to do is look at the root cause of the problem. And most of the time, it's what we're eating. And a lot of times, meat and dairy are the culprits that cause the most problem with skin. And so they can be the root cause of acne. And even people will have cleared up eczema, things like that with their skin, a lot of different skin issues, just by stopping the meat, the animal products, and getting more of those nutrients you need in the whole plant foods.
All right. Well, number six is achieving a healthy weight and maintaining it. So we were able to, between the two of us, lose 55 pounds and keep it off.
Yeah, it was really surprising.
It was surprising. It wasn't our goal, and it was really effortless. Because it wasn't something we were trying to do.
Yeah, it's surprising because, I mean, I was raised in Weight Watchers meetings and going to Nutrisystem with my mother and all the different things she tried and struggled with over the years, never knowing about whole food plant-based. And it was just a constant struggle. I mean, she didn't enjoy what she ate. It was just not the way you want to live. And really, to maintain it for the rest of your life, you have to find a way that you do enjoy and the foods taste good. But meat and dairy and a lot of those things are so filled with fats and the healthy fats that cause not only weight gain, but problems with our vessels, problems with our overall health. And really, to get those out of there and to see what happened with us and with our clients, I mean, we've told several of our clients' stories in the past, and hopefully we'll have some of them on here to share with you as well before too much longer. But it's amazing to listen to them as they say things like, I went from a size 12 or 14 down to a size 4, and I wasn't even trying to lose
weight.
I was just learning this new way to live. I was staying off the scale. I go shopping, and now all of a sudden, I'm buying these clothes that are way smaller, and I had no idea. So that's what happens. That's how you can lose weight without even trying to lose weight, without counting the calories and portion control and all those miserable ways that you have somehow been trained you need to do. And they really just aren't necessary. And then next.
Number seven, and this is one that was really huge for you and somewhat for me as well, was reducing inflammation and the joint pain, which the joint pain came from the inflammation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's constantly in pain.
It's known that with meat, it can create an inflammatory environment within the body. And a lot of it has to do with the fats, but then also the way the meats are prepared. Those things can be pro-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And some of it goes back to the gut bacteria as well, but we've covered that pretty well. But it helped us to get rid of all this inflammation that was just plaguing us. And again, we thought it was just a normal part of life. We were getting older. That's just the way that it is. And that's not true.
And that leads us to number eight, more energy. I was exhausted. I got to a point where I couldn't even get up one flight of stairs to chuck my children into bed at night. That's how bad my energy level was.
Or to even get out of bed to homeschool them.
Oh, yeah. Some days I stayed in bed or usually I would drag myself to the couch. I mean, most of the time I would somehow find a way to get there.
About 30 feet. Yeah. They're about 30 feet away.
And that was it. And then I would sit there all day and they had to bring me things and whatever. It was awful. I mean, that is no way to live. I don't care what age you are. Nobody should have to live that way. It was awful. And if somebody had just told me, hey, why don't you try cutting back on your meat and your dairy and adding in some fruits and vegetables? And I had known how simple that was. It would have been a total game changer. And it was when I finally figured this stuff out after digging into research and reading articles and figuring out what can I do to take control of my future and my health, because I knew we had all these things we wanted to do and there's no way I was going to be able to do it with that little energy. I was constantly exhausted. We couldn't go anywhere we wanted to go. I couldn't chase the kids around. I couldn't dance with them. I couldn't even think about building a business or helping anyone else because I could barely survive the day. I had no energy.
You know, and the irony though, is that the answer was right there around us. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know.
And it was so simple. And I thought I had to get some kind of diagnosis and some kind of medicine. And hopefully this provider at this appointment will be able to help me figure it out. And none of that was working. And it was so simple. But we ended up figuring it out, thankfully. And now I have to force myself to go to bed at night. I mean, I was sitting there this morning thinking, I'm going to have to. And I've done this in the past and shared about it in the past where I set my alarm on my phone so that I can actually get in bed on time so that I can get good sleep. It's so important to your health. But that's because I have so much energy now at the end of the day. I have to force myself to go to bed. And that's really important to remember. If you adopt a whole food plant-based lifestyle and that happens to you, you really do need to remember ways to get yourself in bed because you're so used to just surviving the day and crashing as soon as you can. And it's nice. Well, it's a nice problem to have, really. I mean, I'm not complaining at all. It's a great problem to have.
It's nice feeling like the Energizer Bunny where you just keep going and going.
It is. And then number nine is less stress. You know, you start enjoying life on a daily basis because you just start feeling really good. You no longer are eating a high cholesterol diet. Plant foods have no cholesterol, which animal products are filled with it, including dairy and meat. So if you're looking for a simple way to cut your cholesterol, this is it. Cut out the meat, cut out the dairy, and replace it with delicious plant foods, whole plant foods. Really, you end up with less stress because think about the health concerns and how they plague you day to day. And you wake up and you're trying to figure out how to get more energy, how to feel better. You know, you found out maybe you have high blood pressure or heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes. All these things have been shown consistently over and over again to be improved with a whole food plant-based lifestyle. So if you want to prevent and reverse disease and you start doing that, you're going to spend less time running to doctor's appointments and buying expensive medicines and worrying about the results of your last blood test and the report from your health provider that wasn't so good, like your high blood pressure and cholesterol and weight concerns, just to name a few. And so your life revolves less and less around your health concerns, and so much of your time's freed up to really just live. And it's amazing what happens as you go, and that stress starts to melt away. You don't even realize, I didn't realize how much I was worried about that, how much of my time and my calendar it was taking up.
And really, too, what I've noticed is how much of a person's identity can become their medical problem.
That's a great point, because you start hearing things
instead
of,
like, and then you just own it.
Well, instead of something like, I have diabetes, it's, I am a diabetic. Things like that. And it's just, it becomes a part of who you are. And when you can let that stress go, because all of a sudden, you're not just preventing things that you already had are starting to go away. It's an amazing feeling. It's a game changer. And then the last thing we noticed, and actually it's really not the last thing, but we're only giving you 10 today because there are really so many,
but yeah. We wanted to just limit it to 10.
We didn't want this to be a
4-hour podcast.
Yeah, make it more simple. Just some simple things that you know that if you do them, then your life can change. And one of the simplest things is just cut out meat. And if you think, I can't do that, I love my meat. Listen, I was a dairy queen. We ate meat almost every day.
Meal.
And I ate dairy
almost multiple
servings every meal, not just every day. And if I can cut out dairy and meat, trust me, you can too if you just know how to do it in a way that you enjoy. So that is one of the most simple things you can do to start changing your life. Now, the last thing that we really noticed that was huge for us was improved sleep. You'll find that you sleep better because the stress and anxiety over what you can't do or you weren't able to accomplish because you were sick, those things that kept you up at night worrying about your health concerns. You know, I would lay there and think about, oh, I've got this health concern and that health concern, and that can really mess up your sleep. The other thing is, because you have more energy and you're moving more and you're more active during the day, you're just going to sleep better. I mean, numerous studies have shown, and people talk about it all the time, you know, when you're moving more and you're getting more, I don't want to say exercise, because I know that's like the E word. But when you're moving more, you just sleep and rest better. It's a well-known established fact that that's true. And so because you're eating less meat and you're having more energy and you're feeling better.
And less pain.
Yeah. And you're moving more, then you're just more tired at night and your body rests deeper and you sleep better.
And you get that more restorative sleep.
That's true. Absolutely true. So today we've gone over 10 of the top reasons you should quit eating meat. Number one, improved digestion. Two, constipation becomes a distant memory. Body odor is gone. That's number three. And your skin clears up. You achieve a healthy weight and maintain it. And you can have reduced inflammation and joint pain, more energy, less stress, improved sleep.
And stronger immune system.
And stronger immune system. I missed that one. I knew I missed one because I stopped counting. That's what happens when you stop counting. We are so glad you guys joined us today. We hope things are going great for you. We look forward to hearing from you. Drop us an email right now at info@thecrunchycouple.com. Let us know what you'd like to hear on the next episode. We definitely take those things into consideration because we want to help you in any way we can. As a matter of fact, Power on Plant Society is opening up very soon as well. That's our membership. It only opens up a couple of times a year, and you don't want to miss it. So make sure you get on the VIP list. This year, we have very special pricing coming up for our VIP members, and we will send you more information about that if you sign up. We look forward to hearing from you soon, and we hope that all is going well. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.